Labour unions last week asked government to reduce utility tariffs or face labour agitation. Yesterday was exactly 1 week when government and the tripartite committee were supposed to meet to discuss how the two could review tariffs. According to the Secretary General of the Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumpson, the meeting could not come on because of the president's interaction with the media. He told Radio Ghana that the meeting has therefore been rescheduled for tomorrow. He spoke to George Ankra.
The meeting was scheduled for yesterday, and because of the press conference, the meeting was postponed to tomorrow. So it has affected our roadmap. But once the meeting is going to come on, by all means, we are waiting to see the outcome of that meeting. So for now, we are even meeting and see how we're going to implement it after tomorrow. But all will depend on the outcome of tomorrow's meeting with government. Certainly, we started the roadmap that we have already come up with, but we are still on course.
I believe you all listened to the president yesterday when he talked about the need for some of those taxes to be imposed for government machinery to function efficiently. Are you taking all those explanations into consideration?
Government has a responsibility to manage the economy. From our side, we think that we are being unfairly treated as workers. That's why we have raised issues. So if you owe contractors, find a way of paying them. You see, we are worried because we can see gross misapplication of our hard currency. How can Parliament approve for importation of furniture? We use hard currency to go and pay for all these things. Whereas we have the materials here, very good ones. How urgent was it that Parliament will rush to China to go and bring these things there?
Are you saying that labor movement is going to this meeting with an entrenched position instead of going to negotiate?
You see, what happened was that it's not threat, but, you know, we've come out with programmed actions that we intend undertaking. When the government had scheduled a meeting with labor over the increases in utility tariffs, we had the first meeting. It was inconclusive. Before the second meeting could come on, you have slapped us with this 28% levy or increase in fuel, complicating the issues, compounding our problems. So where they are, government is not taking us serious at all. Why couldn't they have waited for even that meeting to come on? It's unfortunate that government is doing all these things.